Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I am Marcus Megalokonomos. New South Wales has recorded 345 new cases of community transmission and 2 deaths. The total number of deaths associated to this current outbreak is now 37. There were 152,000 tests conducted in the past 24 hours and 106,000 vaccinations in the state. Due to transmission concerns, 3 more local government areas will now have additional restrictions from 5 p.m. today.
Based on health advice, there'll be 3 additional local government areas which we'd foreshadowed yesterday to be included, which brings the total local government areas in the Greater Sydney area to a dozen. From 5 o'clock this evening, Bayside, Strathfield and Burwood local government areas will also be included in those areas of concern.
There are reports Canberra is to go into lockdown after detecting a confirmed case of COVID-19. Victoria has recorded 21 new locally acquired cases, including 4 mystery infections, meaning the source is yet to be identified. The health department says 17 of the new cases are linked to known outbreaks, while 15 were in quarantine during their infectious periods.
And we are very grateful for the ongoing spirit of cooperation in which the Commonwealth is approaching the matter of business and income support. This is a package of $367 million to support more than 100,000 predominantly metropolitan Melbourne businesses affected by a second week of lockdown.
And Queensland has reported 10 new community cases. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says all of them were isolated during their infectious period.
In more good news today, we have 11 new cases, but 10 of them are all linked to the Indooroopilly cluster, and they're all in home quarantine, so that's fantastic news. And one person was detected in overseas from hotel quarantine from overseas, so that's fantastic news. We're very happy with that.
The High Court will not hear an appeal on behalf of a 4-year-old girl whose family is fighting to avoid deportation. The litigation guardian of Tanika Murugappan has sought special leave to appeal Australia's highest court, but that was declined this morning. The family had been taken from Bilawila, where they had settled, and put in detention for 3 years. The United States Pentagon says the fall of Kabul is not inevitable, as the Taliban continues a campaign across Afghanistan's northeast, seizing 3 more provincial capitals and a local army headquarters. The gains give the Taliban control of 2/3 of the nation as the United States and NATO finalise their withdrawal. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby acknowledged the security situation is deteriorating.
Focused on the security situation that we face now, which again we've acknowledged is deteriorating. We are certainly mindful of the advances that the Taliban have made in terms of taking over yet an increased number of provincial capitals. Our focus is on supporting the Afghans in the field where and when we can and completing this drawdown.
And finally, some sport news. Football Australia is planning to launch bids for the 2030 and 2034 FIFA World Cups. After spending over $40 million in an attempt to host the 2022 World Cup and only securing 1 vote of support, Australia is expected to focus its World Cup bid on the 2004 FIFA tournament. The 2030 World Cup is expected to be awarded to South America or Europe, with Spain and Portugal launching a joint bid late in 2020. This is SBS News in Easy English, and I'm Marcus Megalokonomos.